This is WKAR Online. Tomorrow, one of the world's most coveted sports trophies will be in Grand Ledge. Native son Matt Green is a defenseman for the NHL champion Los Angeles Kings. It's become a tradition that each player on the winning team gets to do whatever they want with the Stanley Cup for a day, and Green is bringing it to his hometown. Green tells WKAR's Scott Pohl that before clinching the title, he had kept the tradition of never touching the Stanley Cup until having earned the right to lift it over his head as a champion.
No, I never had. It's definitely something that you want to, you know, it's a tradition that's pretty fun. You know, it's growing up, you're always, you know, if you play enough competitive hockey, I think at some point you'll be at a tournament when it's around and you can take your picture with it or you can get close to it, but you want to make sure you never want to touch it if you think that you're going to have a chance to win it later on down the road.
You hold it over your head, you kiss it, you pose for photos with it. It's got to be the culmination of every hockey player's dream.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's also everybody knows the mystique about it and the allure, and you think this is, you know, now you're part of the group that can actually do that. You know, you're part of the team that won the cup. You can finally touch it, you can finally lift it, you can hoist it, you can kiss it, you can do pretty much anything you want with it, you know, in the realms of the legal sense, and it's a pretty special feeling when you finally get a chance to do that.
You know, it's funny you should say you can do pretty much whatever you want with it, because there are dozens of stories of odd things that have been done with the cup, weird places it has wound up in the bottom of swimming pools, that sort of thing. Do you have any sort of celebration planned for the day that the cup is in Grand Ledge outside of the official events?
Just a lot of time at the house, I think, with it. And, you know, just kind of making sure that everybody in my family gets a good amount of time to spend with it. You know, I think it's a pretty special feeling when you get around it, and just kind of letting you know, family and friends spend as much time as they want, because they're a big part of me winning as well. But other than that, though, nothing too crazy. I think we'll probably drink some stuff out of it, but that'll be the extent of it.
You know, during the season, the LA Kings didn't have that great a season, really. I wanted to ask you about the regular season and then into the playoffs. When did it first really start to dawn on you and your teammates that you had a legitimate shot at winning the Stanley Cup?
I think, you know, over the last 20 games of the season, you know, we were in playoff mode. You know, it was we were out of the playoffs for a lot of it. We had to keep pace with the teams in front of us and catch some other teams to get into the playoffs. And so when we finally got in there, we thought we could do some damage. And then all of a sudden, came back home after, you know, playing Vancouver, and we were up 2-0 in the series, we thought, wow, we got a chance to do something here.
Did you ever dream of winning the Stanley Cup when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, when you're out in your driveway shooting pucks or something, or when you're playing messing around with your friends, obviously you dream about it, but you don't know if you're ever gonna get the opportunity for it to come true.
So you come back to Grand Ledge, you've got friends and family, and I'm sure hundreds of people who you've never met before planning to spend some time in Grand Ledge to see the cup, touch the cup, get autographs, that sort of thing. What does it mean to you to be able to bring the Stanley Cup to your hometown?
It means everything. You know, I think Grand Ledge did a really good job of, you know, shaping me, and it's a real, real big part of who I am. You know, I love coming back here. I love the people, my friends, and the people that live here. And it's a great town, and to be able to share something, you know, share an accomplishment like the Stanley Cup with your hometown is something that's really special to me, and I'm looking forward to Friday. I think it's going to be good. It's a little bit hectic right now running around, but I think Friday is going to be a great time.
It'll be hard to part with it at the end of the day, won't it?
I think so, but I think it's that's part of the allure too. Is you got to make sure you get everything you can out of those 24 hours, because it's the same rules for everybody. You got to make sure you enjoy your time with it. And, it to the best of your abilities.